Emergency response workers across the state are better prepared and equipped because of federal grants that came after September 11th. La Crosse County spent $900,000 in federal money this year for equipment to identify unknown chemical agents and protect emergency workers. It will also upgrade communication systems and train personnel. County Emergency Planning Committee Chair Pat Smith says the new focus is on terrorism training and equipment. It's equipment that can be used for many emergencies. The county couldn't have paid for the equipment without the grants.
Equipment that's been purchased in the last year that will not only help in the event of a terrorist incident, which is probably pretty unlikely, but in the event of the more likely events where we might have an accident with chemicals or something on that order that we'd need to respond to. So it's helped us get better equipped.
These are specially designed suits, this material. A lot of engineering went into it.
A regional hazardous materials team is prepared to help out in several area counties. Its leader is Captain Michael Etheridge.
He'll be taped off. He'll be totally encapsulated.
Etheridge says grants paid for a sapphire instrument capable of analyzing chemicals, be they gases, powders, or liquid. Etheridge is waiting for approval of another grant for laptop computers.
The sapphire instrument over here in the back, we got through the federal government. It is a very complex information, and you need a computer to actually interpret the information that comes off. And what it does is sets up graphs showing you. What it detects is unknowns. If we come in, we have something that we're not sure what it is. It'll graph it out, and then in its memory bank, it'll come up with a match or several matches that possibility. We can take our resources or through computers and look and see what matches with what it's telling us.
Statewide, $23 million in federal grants went to county government emergency planning. The state says all counties benefited. Etheridge says regional teams will soon drill with the Federal Bureau of Investigation at Volk Field at Camp Douglas. Emergency response teams from around the state now train at Fort McCoy.
They have greatly enhanced the facility, and it's been a great regional training facility, not only for the military, but for like regional teams. A lot of our teams respond or come to classes that are state organized that come to Fort McCoy for these classes.
Emergency planning committees in Wisconsin are coordinating efforts and training with public and private agencies. Efforts include emergency workers, police, government, and business. Emergency Government Director L. Spaulding expects La Crosse County will exceed $1 million in grants from the federal government by the end of the year. Spaulding says future purchases will upgrade equipment used by ham radio operators. They're volunteers who help with communications in times of emergency.
We want to put another base station in the Emergency Dispatch Center, our Emergency Operations Center, and other places throughout the county. It's a good backup communication source.
More populous counties in Wisconsin have received grants of $2 to $3 million and more. That's gone a long way toward better preparedness, but Hazmat Captain Etheridge hesitates when asked if people are safer.
I would still say cautious. I mean, as a, you know, look out for yourself. I mean, we're training every day. We train 6-8 hours a month just on responding to chemical and or weapons of mass destruction type incidents. You still have to be cautious and on guard.
Emergency officials won't point out areas they've identified as vulnerable. They don't want to talk about them, fearful of giving someone an idea. Yet many have been mentioned in the past year: nuclear plants, water supplies, the electrical grid, and the food supply, as well as governmental buildings. Police officers are also preparing for emergencies. Onalaska Police Officer Dan McCluskey says they're on heightened alert. They've instituted standard operating procedures to deal with anthrax and other biological and chemical agents.
You're never going to be prepared for everything that comes along, especially after we saw what happened on September 11th. There's really no way to prepare for something like that. And you just have to hope for the best and hope that whatever does come up, everybody will get through it.
Some have wondered why there have been no more terrorist attacks in the United States in the past year. Could Al-Qaeda be planning something big? Or have the group's efforts been thwarted because of a new awareness? McCluskey says he likes to think attacks haven't happened because everyone is doing his or her job. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.